Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. That is,
wow.
That is the commissioner.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred. We got a lot to talk about. Robo-umps, which Rob Manfred said could be in place in Major League Baseball as early as 2024. Joey Bart, how's he doing? Willie Calhoun is off to a nice start. All of those things. And, oh, by the way, this is ironic. This morning I'm looking at my, you know, my memories, and one gets shot to me off my phone. And a year ago today, we were talking about robo-umps. And so I texted Eric Burns, and I said, are robo-umps ready to go? And, of course, you know, he wrote me a 18-page text message that basically said yes, and they're ready to go now, and everything's fine. And
why, did something happen the night before in the Giants game?
It must have, because then the only reason I had it in my phone was because I screenshotted it and I sent it to you, and we were having this conversation a year ago to the day, so it's ironic that we would talk to John Didascal, the fine voice of the Sacramento RiverCats, about that and then other things. So we haven't talked to him in a while, and it's great to talk to him, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about, but we did want to talk about robo-umps in the PCL and just how it's going so far. So what would be your thought after seeing it for a while?
Well, first of all, you talk about Eric Burns. it's so funny because I wore Burnsy out for years on this. As a matter of fact, I said, not only is there no chance it'll get to AAA, it's not getting the big, it's not going anywhere. And I said, you're out of your mind.
I bet that was a long conversation, huh?
Yeah, and as it turns out, I'm going to publicly say on your show that I was wrong. Burnsy, you were right. So I want to get that off my chest. So he was right, and I'm wrong, and they are here, and I think they're here to stay. It's been okay. I think it's been you know, you don't notice it that much, except when there's a call, like Jelly threw a sinker the other day that was low and away, and both dugouts kind of erupted like, what? That was a strike? And Jelly was kind of like the priest in Caddyshack, you know, Bill Murray in Caddyshack when the priest gets hit with lightning. He's just kind of walking away. He was just kind of, okay, I'll take it. So, and then we looked at it, and actually it did nip the bottom corner of the zone, but no way a human being's calling that a strike. So they have some, they have to tinker with it a little bit because it's not perfect. It's funny, I talked with some of the players about it. I'd say 80% of our team is not a huge fan. They're not big fans of it. Even like players are like, they like the communication. Like it was Jake McGee the other day when he was on rehab. Not the other day, it was about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. He was rehabbing and he asked the umpire, "Hey, where did that miss?" And the umpire's like, "I don't know. How would I know?"
Ask the computer.
Right, that's a computer, exactly. Yeah. So it's not perfect, but it's been, you know, from a broadcast standpoint, I don't mind it, but the players aren't huge fans overall right now.
Yeah, we're calling it robo-umps because we like, you know, that term. RoboCop was a good movie years ago. We've seen some robo-quarterbacks. Right. It's actually called the Automated Ball and Strike System, or ABS. Right. So ABS, couple of points. So we heard the commissioner talk about there's two different systems. In the PCL, is it for every game? Is it the one where the umpire has the earpiece in and he's just being told, ball, strike? And then the one thing that I immediately thought of is I think of what you're talking about with the pushback from the players. The actual rule book, textbook strike zone is not the one they're calling in professional baseball today. It goes from, you know, the kneecap and then the hollow of the kneecap, below the kneecap, all the way up to the letters, the armpits. They're calling a couple of ball widths above the belt. Sometimes they don't go up that high. So how does it work? Does it work every game? And is the strike zone different than the one we're seeing from actual umpires?
Yes, they're doing it every game. And that's the thing I was concerned about, Pop, was like the breaking ball up, right? Like that curveball that catches the top of the zone, but no way that's called a strike normally, but they're calling it a strike because of the ABS and the system. So, yeah, they're calling higher strikes. They're calling an inch out on the plate. They're giving the pitcher one more inch outside on so it's a 19-inch plate instead of a 17-inch plate. So yeah, it's weird too, and I think it's inconsistent too, depending on the ballpark. It's been interesting. One of the El Paso coaches or something was saying that he thought it was different. The strike zone was different in Sacramento than it was in other places. So it's not a perfect system right now. I think 2024, Manfred saying 2024. I think that's really wishful thinking. I just can't see the major league players buying into this right now. Right now, the way it is right now, there's no way. But they're going to have to tinker with it and mess with it because the strike zone, it's pretty inconsistent right now, I would say.
See, that's the most disappointing part is because what we know now, and if and I'm sure you do the same thing, you watch a Giants game and Mike Kruchel will tell you that umpire and what he's going to call, and generally speaking, all a batter or a fan or anybody wants in the ballpark is consistency. So when I hear you say that it lacks consistency, that's the one thing I would think it could give you is consistency from game to game, and that's what you'd be looking for. And then the other thing I want, and this is more to replay, is that I love replay, but I want it to be quick. I want it to be decisive. I don't want it to take 3 or 4 minutes. Is it the quickness of it? Is it just boom, boom, and it's done? Or is there a delay? Or how does it work?
It's pretty quick. Like you don't, if you're not looking for it, you barely notice it. Umpires, they get it in their ear fast. So that's not really a factor. The thing is with this challenge thing that they're going to institute in the next 3 or 4 weeks, that's going to slow down the game, right? Yeah. Three challenges, right? That's going to slow it down. You got to figure out when you're going to use the challenges. A player, if it's a 10-1 game, you're not going to use the challenge, but so who decides that? And I think there's just a lot of things need to be worked out with this. And it's just strange challenges in our game. With balls and strikes, it's really strange to me.
And then the one thing, and I remember asking Burns this years ago, and he said, no, it'll just, does it adjust on the batter? Like we just had Tony La Russa on, and you think of Ricky Henderson getting down in that crouch, or Pete Rose, or Tommy LaStella of the Giants has a completely different strike zone than Joey Bart does down with you guys. Does it adjust based on the height and stance and crouch of each individual hitter?
It does, the height. They have the height of every player in a computer, and they adjust it due to that. But it's strange. I've seen some ball that Villar got called out on a strike the other day that looked high and away, and he couldn't believe it. And everybody in the ballpark thought it was a ball, and it nipped that upper corner of that box, and it was a strike. But I don't know. I don't think a human umpire would have called that a strike. We've had a few of those. Now, overall, I think it's been pretty good. Like I would say, I don't hate it. I really don't. But I was surprised at the reaction from the players. I thought players were going to maybe 50-50 or something. It was literally 80% didn't care for it. I was surprised on that.
What's funny, too, is who do they bitch at? Like, if they turn around and you don't like something from an umpire, you might say something.
Damn ABS!
Can't say anything to the computer.
Oh, it's classic, because they want to, right? You can see them, but they want to say something. They're, and then they just walk away, and they just respectfully disagree with the computer. But you can't, what can you say?
It's like RoboCop, right? Yeah. Sit down, scumbag.
You're blind, automated ball and strike system.
What are you going to say to me?
I miss blue.
Exactly.
So when you're doing a game, Johnny, do you have any additional information supplied from the automated ball and strike system, or are you just going by the right hand of the home plate umpire?
I'm just going by the right hand of the home plate umpire. Like, I know the guy that does it, so I'll look at things after and see where was that pitch. I look at pitches after it's all done, but I don't have any extra information at all. I just kind of, whatever the umpire says, that's where you go. And it is pretty fast. There's no question about it, but the human element, I really think that these players do miss that, like where do you have that? Where do you have that? The relationships with the players and umpires are completely different now, and I was surprised how many players, how much of a factor that was for players. And I think it kind of ticks off the players. They can't argue anymore, right, with the umpire. That's part of the game, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the one thing that I bring up right away is the umpires union and how are umpires going to embrace this? They're basically, I don't want to say being eliminated, but they're not making the choice on, and if you're doing it on balls and strikes, why can't you do it on the bag and the foul line? I mean, eventually we even going to need umpires. So what's the umpires union going to say about this?
They're going to be so mad. And also, like, how does an umpire get called up to the big leagues, right? Like, how do you, if you're at home playing umpire, you're judged on how you do on balls and strikes. You're judged on your overall performance. How do you decide, if you're using robo-umps, how do you get up there, right? Well, calls at the plate, check swings. I mean, how do you, that's a factor too. How are you going to, is it going to be all political as far as getting guys called up? So I don't really understand that part. If I'm an umpire, I'm not happy.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Do this, you know?
That's a great point. Johnny Daskow is joining us, the voice of the Rivercats. We're talking about robo-umps. Let's go onto the field and talk about players. Joey Bart giving a little bit of time off. You saw him for about 250 at-bats last year. He's 6-for-20 so far with 5 strikeouts. Do you see a difference in the Joey Bart you see this year versus last?
Not yet, but I'll say this. I do say that, he's come down here and has had a great attitude. I know that Damon Minor, our hitting coach, is in communication with the hitting coaches up there with the Giants, and they're working on things. And, it's early, but he's taken pitch the other way at a big two-run single the other day for Sacramento. And he's been behind. He threw up 2 would-be base stealers in the first inning. Defense has been solid. So, yeah, he's coming. I think it'll just be a little time. It's just a reset for him. But I think it's too early to tell. But he's been a pleasure to be around. I'll tell you that. I didn't know what to – you don't know what to expect when a guy goes through that and comes down to the Triple A. But he's been really good so far.
Yeah, for a long time, they just sat him down before they even sent him down to Triple A. And he just kind of decompressed because he was struggling. It was – he was getting ate up here. And then they, they implemented some changes. John Shea went down there and did a great piece in the Chronicle in the Sporting Green on Sunday the other day, and then had some video online that I was looking at. It looks like he has made adjustments mechanically. So that's hard to do. Try to, if you can, and you're such a great wordsmith to describe what he's done. But that's hard to do in the middle of a year and then come back up to the big leagues. You know, if you do it in the off season or spring training, it's one thing. But in the middle of a year, that is hard.
No question.
So exactly what are they doing? How have they altered his setup, his mechanics?
I don't know the ins and outs of that. I can't tell you. I can't speak on that intelligently. So I don't know. I just know that they're working on things with him, and they're just trying to just get him right. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I think just being down here and being relaxed and just kind of working with him. They're playing him like. They weren't playing him for a while. Then they played him a night game. They played him a day game after a night game. They played him 2 days in a row, which usually you don't see a guy catch day after night, but that's what they did with Joey. So they're working him. And, look, hopefully he'll get it back and go up there and help the big league. I know he looks really relaxed. That's the one thing. It just kind of took the pressure off a little bit, and just to kind of reset, take a deep breath, be around the guys and just try to get back up there, because there was a lot of, that pressure. We can't even connect with that kind of pressure that he was under. So he's just got to just relax down here, get his swing back and go up there and help the big club.
Johnny, obviously Willie Calhoun comes home for Steven Duggar. And I saw a video the other day on Sunday where we went 3-for-4, hit a couple of 100-mile-per-hour rockets. It's only a few games, or I guess 5 games, but 8-for-21, which is .381, a home run, 6 RBIs in 5 games. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, he's got some pop, and he's a good player, man, good hitter. Hard contact. He's been – I didn't realize – I didn't know he was like – he's a little guy. He's 5'8". He's strong. You know, he's stocky, but I didn't realize he was 5'8". I thought he was a little taller than that, but he's got some pop, and he's a player, man. Already 8 for 21 with us, and they've been hit hard. They haven't had any bleeders and line drive shots. Had a 3-run homer in Reno the other day, and 3 for 5 yesterday. So he's been fun to watch. And he's a guy that I think it was a good trade for both clubs. Duggar needed a new start, I think, so that'll be good for him with the Rangers. And I think Willie could help the big club. He had 19 homer season a couple years ago, so he's a guy I think that could help out.
Yeah, with the Texas Rangers, swings it from the left side. Yermin Mercedes, what are they doing with him? We just had Tony La Russa on, and I remember the start he had last year when he was 8 for his first 8, and then he swung at the 3-0 pitch, and Tony wasn't happy, and went in the doghouse, wants to be traded, and he got traded. He's here. He's really more of a hitter, a DH, but he can play some first. How much is he catching with Joey Bart down there? And when the Giants brought him up, the first thing I thought of was Elliot Ramos. You know, and I know Mercedes is more of a track record at the big league level, but Ramos could have filled that role just as easily. So how are they using Mercedes? How much is he catching? And what's going on with Elliot Ramos?
Well, Mercedes hasn't been with us for a little bit. So, he hasn't been with us since he got called. I thought he was called up. Maybe he was taxi or something. But he hasn't been with us for a while. He hasn't played in the game for about 8 or 9 days. But as far as Ramos goes, Pop, look, I know I told you guys on this show. I said, look, this is a guy in the big leagues. We'll go 25. We'll go 90. We'll go 280, 285. And I still believe that. You know, he's hitting .222 for us. And, look, every player can say they've hit line drives and been robbed. Every player can say, I got screwed on that. But this guy has hit 21 balls hard or been robbed. So that .222 is really could be .310. Look, every player goes through it, but he is making hard contact. And the one thing, even though he's hitting .222, he's playing solid defense. He's tracking down balls in the outfield. He's showing a good arm. He's doing all the things. He even told me that it's not like he's not just being cliche guy. He said, look, it's not the pitcher's fault if I'm struggling. I need to pick up the pitcher on defense, and he has. He's been really, really good, and he's starting to swing a hot bat now, too. He's kind of coming out of it, and they're starting to fall in. So keep an eye on him. I don't know what their plans are for him. I don't know, but he's an impact guy. He'll be an impact guy with some clubs for sure.
Johnny, great stuff, man. You're the best. Thank you so much for the update. Continued success to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Lasky says hi, by the way.
Oh, yeah, tell Tree hello.
I will.
Mother! He's the best, man.
Thanks, Johnny.
That's good stuff from Johnny Dosko, giving us a great update on robot umps and some key guys we could be seeing in Giants uniforms very soon.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.